Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Paul Fredrickson, who is the owner of Brand Biz, a branding firm in Atlanta. Paul, how you doing?
Doing good, Kemp.
Good to talk to you. Week before Labor Day, wanted to catch up with you. We had worked together over a year ago on a pretty interesting award program called Future Focus Awards. We're going to do that again this year. You and I had been talking about this last week, and you had some interesting information about why companies should acknowledge and give credit to their employees. That's one way of building loyalty. Before we get into that, though, let's just talk real quickly about Future Focus. Again, we did this last year. We picked, I believe there's six categories. We picked six winners and then a grand prize winner. We're going to do that again this year. Tell us real quick, what are the categories?
Sales, marketing, R&D, and product design. HR and employee development is a category. Mm-hmm. Manufacturing and installation is a category. And sustainability is a category. And, you know, we felt like that those six pretty well represented the scope of disciplines within the floor covering industry pretty well.
Yeah, and it's not just residential or commercial. It's actually
across
all categories. Right.
Yeah. Exactly. And entrance needs to be under the age of 35.
That's right. So anybody that you think is stellar in your organization that's under 35 years of age and has been in the industry for 3 years, you just need to go to our website, and there's a link there to the Future Focus Awards. Download the entry form. There's one form for the individual to fill out and one form for the nominee to fill out. And then we have three judges who will be judging these. And again, the reason we're doing this is to give recognition to the up-and-comers.
Exactly.
You know, there's a lot of people in this business that are over 50, and so we're trying to give recognition to those folks that are coming up that are going to be the future leaders of our business, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, the belief is that the industry is only as good as the talent that it has. And we feel like that this is a great way to promote the real achievers, the real talented people in the industry, and to keep them in the industry. You know, we think that that's just going to make a stronger floor covering industry.
So what do they win? They win, obviously, a trophy.
Right, industry-wide recognition. And you know, Kemp, I just think that it's a huge accomplishment just to be nominated, you know, from your company. I think that's an incredible amount of recognition just in and of itself.
Yeah. You know, last year there were a couple of companies that had reservations, big companies that had reservations because they didn't want to give the limelight to some of their really talented resources. And actually some of the articles that you've recently run across, let's talk about those that talk about how valuable it is to give your employees recognition.
I think everybody's familiar with Randstad. I mean, they're probably one of the largest employee placement companies in the world. Just came out with a recent report, again, probably based on the economy and so forth. And obviously, employee retention is a huge concern among companies. Their study said, and let me quote this, recognizing employee accomplishments can go a long way in retaining top talent. So you notice they're not talking about more money. Obviously, we all like more money, and that's certainly a strong component. But really, in most cases, recognition for accomplishment is one of the strongest motivating factors for ways to keep employees and to keep them on your team. I thought that was very interesting. Mm-hmm.
Actually, these Gen X's and Gen Y's that would be in that category, they are more motivated by recognition than some of these baby boomers. They were more motivated by financials.
Yeah. And, you know, if a company wants to look at it also from their own benefit, obviously, I mean, if they can retain their top talent, the company's going to benefit from that. But I think also what the Future Focus Awards does is it, by spotlighting those individuals and the companies that they represent, I think it goes a long way to sort of build that brand. You've got people who create a winning team in the industry, and who doesn't want to be a part of that? So, I mean, it actually might go a long way in attracting talent as well as retaining talent.
All right. So let's talk just as we've got people interested in this now. We do this judging. We need to have all the entries in by early in December. Then we'll have the judging. Then we will recognize these winners at an event. and also they'll be recognized in Floor Focus, and also in a major space at the Surfaces show, there'll be a large display showing the winners and also the past winners. And last year, the grand prize winner was Scott Appel, and he's CEO of Touch of Color Flooring, a retailer.
I think this is a great opportunity, again, for companies to, you know, really shine a light on their achievers and their top people, and don't pass it up. I mean, I think this is something that can benefit not only the employee, but the company as well.
Yeah. Okay, great. Good to talk to you, Paul. Again, we've been talking to Paul Fredrickson with Brand Biz in Atlanta, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.